The last two presentations this morning, just before lunch, so we have in room number one the panel about water decentralization and regionalization, and I will call again Ibrahim, the chair of the panel, to give you the brief summary.
Indeed, this morning we have given three very interesting sessions, presentation in this session. The first one by Signe from the Danish Institute for International Studies, Between a Rock and a Hard Place, Centralization and Struggle for Water Resources in the Queen's State of. The second by Agat from the University of Bordeaux, From Hydro Pessimism to Hydro Optimism in Southern Africa, Water Management, Challenging the Hydropolitical Risk Approach. And the last one from Professor Peter Francisco Pavia from the University of Lucia de Lisboa, Power Politics in Africa, Portugal, Mozambique, in South Africa in the process of negotiation of Calabasa hydroelectric plant. These three interesting presentations were very well discussed, had an interesting discussion also about all those three. And about the first of Signe, we can say that in a water scarce city context, that is really very common in the Sahelian zone, where it is really the Kwanza zone in Mali. Conflictual situations on water source access and control were described. We knew that it was an environment of traditional relationship of land use in modern state context. And we saw the example of the interrelation between the Full Bay, the Sunlight, and Quarries in that zone of Mana. There are three groups, ethnical groups, that are traditionally been together, but one was, not to authorize to use one part of the lake, and it was analyzed in this presentation about decentralization attempts in the treaty. Also, some inherent limitations of the decentralization attempts for the purpose. In this case, we must understand the cultural lifestyles, some identification problems that are involved and must be further investigated. The second by Agat was, as I understood, a conceptual tool that can be used in any attempt of improving shared water resource management, because it has addressed the concept of hydropolitical risk, where the water is considered as a hydropoliticized product. Some binomial combinations were analyzed, such as conflict cooperation, politics versus economy, natural hazards versus vulnerability. Talking about vulnerability, we must remember floods or droughts that can happen in these especially arid zones. It was considered that it was to be understood as a tool to improve shared water resources. And finally, this interesting technology was considered still in the context. The third presentation was about a case study of Calabasa Dam in Mozambique, where the historical, geographical, and political aspects mingle in the resolution, mainly the political of the problem. The aspect that was focused was the role of civil war in mining or ruining the Portuguese expectations in the considerable amount of the projects. The role of South Africa as main buyer of energy produced, its geopolitical and geostrategical role, its initial willingness not to change agreement terms wanted by Portugal, mainly for the right price of the energy. Secondly, the diplomatic negotiations that led to the resolution of the problem after financial settlement with Mozambique. The national importance given by Mozambique to the transfer of the joint propriety to the country from the colonial power, which was considered at the time as a victory. And at the end, it was also demanded Chinese strategic interest in that area.